Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome, everyone. Episode 2 of The Vibe You're In.
Let's go.
First of all, Michael, how many people reached out to you telling you that they were so excited about our first episode?
There were many, and I was grateful and thankful for every one of them and appreciative. It was a warm welcome.
It definitely was a warm welcome. I had a lot of people reach out to me and say, hey, you know, I can't wait for the second episode. I can't wait for you guys to grow.
Yeah.
And so we really appreciate all the love we're getting. So
there's no stopping now.
There's no stopping now. Make sure you subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcast.
And Spreaker.
And share and like and comment and review however you feel.
And you can send us some love mail at thevibeyourin@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, everyone. But before we go any further, we'd like to thank our sponsor.
Yes.
Equity Prime Mortgage.
Mr. Sam Patel.
Mr. Sam Patel knows how to do it right.
And his crew. Steven Rivas, shout out.
Shout out to Steven Rivas.
He was
on our pod. He was with us this morning.
Focus group,
right?
Shout out to the focus group.
Yeah, so Equity Prime Mortgage really know how to do it right. Educate the consumer on how to get a mortgage, on how to sustain it, and how to do well and live the American dream. They just do it right. They educate folks. So thank you so much, Sam, for believing in us and sponsoring tonight's event.
Thank you, Mr. Sam Patel. And also, Froggies. And today we were kicked out of the party pad last week.
Because
Will decided to say the street version of cucka.
Yeah. I got emotional. You know how it is. A lot of us may have some lingos that we're not appreciative of, but
it comes out. And it also gave us an instant explicit on our podcast.
Isn't that give us like a status?
I think so.
I mean, when I look at podcasts, if there's explicit, I'm maybe interested in listening to. As long as they don't go overboard.
I hear you.
I'm fine.
I hear you. But we're good though.
We always start with one cocktail or two.
One.
Let's start with one. So today we're having Johnny Walker Double Black.
Not just black. It's
Double Black.
The Double Black.
It's a blended Scotch whiskey, and it's peaty. I'm not even going to get into that, but
peaty.
It works for us.
I wish I knew what that meant.
We'll look it up at some point. My computer's not working, so sorry. But to go back, episode 2.
Episode 2.
What are we going to talk about today besides having conversations that just come up out of nowhere? What are we going to bring to our audience today?
You know, on the heels of the big idea,
mm-hmm.
we are going to talk about self-image.
And it's important.
And it's important.
Yeah.
There's a reason for it.
And I think that the word self-image, a lot of folks have confusion about what that means. And so hopefully we can break down some of it today as far as what that self-image means in terms of reaching your goals.
Within your self-image, there's self-confidence.
Correct.
Self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the way you see yourself, you know? And you might think that you're seeing yourself a certain way, but you're acting a different way. And there's a reason for that.
Not the mirror self.
It's the things that you do. So you see yourself a certain way, but when you get ready to move on a big idea, or when an opportunity presents itself and you can't move, you freeze, the reason you're not doing it is because your self-image is not allowing you to do this.
Correct.
That makes sense?
No, that makes sense to me, absolutely.
So today we're going to give some tips, some maybe a couple of tips to be able to boost your self-image. I want to also mention my mentor, Bob Proctor.
Oh, good.
This is what he taught me.
All right.
We think in pictures. Meaning, if I right now said basketball, you see a basketball.
Absolutely.
Football.
Yep.
Baseball.
My mind's growing.
Instantly.
All the time.
If I say refrigerator.
I know it. But is there beer inside?
I saw your beer.
Okay,
right
good.
Away, I All saw right. your beer inside the refrigerator.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah.
But shout out to
Boom
that.
Boom sauce.
Shout out to Boom Sauce. No, we can't say that.
The point is that we think in pictures.
Okay.
We see the things. So the way we see ourselves is the way it ends up being our results. And we don't know that until the same results keep showing up over and over. And no matter what we do, we run around in circles saying, this is the year. This is the year I'm going to sell 100 homes. And at the end of the year, you sell the same amount you did last year because you're stuck in that self-image of yourself that you have. You can't pass. You can't go into that type of top producing because you're not allowing yourself to be the top producer that you really are within.
Correct. But you also have to see yourself at the 100 homes.
Already, like it already happened.
Like it already happened.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, combine that with knowing that your self-image is there, that it's in the positive, that your mind is in the positive.
Absolutely. Let go of all the negative.
Exactly.
It's habitual thinking in the opposite direction of success. So what we want to do is we want to give you a couple of tips and we'll go over it.
Right. And over.
And over.
It's and repetition. Over until, yeah, repetition. Exactly.
It's repetition. We're hypnotizing
practice.
Ourselves. I'm being hypnotized.
Hypnotized. No, it's practice. It's practice on your craft, practice on yourself.
This is true.
And really that's what it comes down to. Everyone out there who does well now or is trying to do well, it's really practice.
It is the truth.
And so...
You know, we talk about this and we talked about it in our first ever podcast. And now we're talking like we're 100 podcasts deep, but we're not. This is only our second.
That's okay.
And that's okay. But Usain Bolt.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm already thinking on the 100.
See? You're ahead of me.
I'm ahead of you.
Your self-image is like, dude, you're shining right now.
Wow. You see my glow? That's that glow. That's that glow that we talked about. Where people walk around and they have a glow and you're like, you know what? That person's on their path.
They are.
Their path on their journey, on that journey to whatever their goal. They're disciplined.
Yeah. And you can see it. They're on their game. They call that on their game. Do they still say that?
On their game. I've heard it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
On their game. They're on. So if I see someone walking and I see like they're glowing, they're like, they're on their game?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know if they'll react differently if I say, hey, guy, hey, you. You're on your game.
You're on your game.
You're gonna be like, you over there, you're crazy. They may say that. I don't know.
They could.
Well, they don't know me.
They don't know you.
But that's okay.
If I didn't know you, I would think you were crazy.
No, but if you were...
Listen, I need to apologize to you publicly.
Me?
Well, on the air, I guess.
All right, let's go.
Well, last week, in our last episode, which I make it sound like 100 episodes, but we're 100 deep already.
There you go. Right?
In our own minds and our self-image tells us we are. But I called you a conscious incompetent. I actually called you incompetent, and it's in the air all over the world. And I meant to say, and I listened back to the podcast, and I was like, oh my God, it's already out there. I was like, no turning back. It's out there.
What was my reaction? Did I do this?
No, because you went with it, but and you were gracious about it. But the term is actually.
You can. I'm going to allow you to correct yourself because
thank you.
I care for you. So go ahead.
Well, it's you and I need, and I'm apologize. It's a public apology.
Wow.
It's actually unconscious competent. So you are competent.
Ah.
But you were unconscious about being competent.
So what I did is I ignored what you said.
You did. Yeah. And I called you a conscious incompetent.
That's okay. You know what's funny? Because now... I guess I have to listen again. I didn't hear that. So because I was in my high state of podcasting.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't hear it, but
me either. And I said it.
Maybe that's why I appreciate you.
I think I said it more than once.
You're willing to go out there in the world and say what you said.
Hey, you know, we have to correct ourselves. You know, there's people listening to us. And when I heard it, I was like, oh my God, not that it was a big deal. I wasn't going to die over it, but I wanted to apologize. You're not incompetent.
No.
You were unconsciously competent. So nice. You're doing the right things, but you didn't know why you were doing them.
Well, cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. So we had a focus group.
We did. Shout out to the focus group.
Yeah, shout out to the focus group.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. We're not even going to mention names, but we had a pretty good turnout.
It was because we invited people on Zoom.
Exactly. Thank you for Zoom. Zoom has made the world a better place.
It has. You know, they've been around for a while.
I heard that.
Yeah, people were doing this way before.
Right, it's just that it happened to be that we needed it the most now.
This is true.
That's interesting.
We should have bought stocks.
So let's give, yeah, we should have. I know some people that have bought it, and they said it's done well. With regards to self-image, what are the points that we want to kind of bring out to people, just so that they have an understanding of where that path is, Let's give them a few things, you know, maybe some quotes or from some people that have said things that have
like
inspired.
Like Dr. Joyce Brothers?
Go ahead. Why don't we read that one?
Dr. Joyce Brothers says, a strong, positive self-image is the best possible preparation for success. And the reason for that is the brain is a muscle. And you have to work out that muscle every single day. We talked about it before. It's getting up. It's the meditation. It's the studying. It's the reading. It's the working on your craft. It's that practicing part that you're doing at, in silence in the morning, just for yourself, just for you to build yourself up, gets you ready so that when the opportunity shows up, what happens?
You're ready. Yeah, it won't 100%. Pass you.
It won't pass you at all. You've been working on it. Now, if you're not working on it, an opportunity comes up, you're going to absolutely freeze. You're not going to be able to move because you're not going to know what to do. You haven't been practicing. You've been working with your old self-image. Your old self-image is probably built on habitual habits that are going in the opposite direction of success.
Negativity. There's also that notion that you should surround yourself with people that are better than you.
That is absolutely true.
And so that way you are inspired by them, and therefore
I'm inspired by you.
The feeling is mutual. I just have to use our new peripheral, which is awesome. Like we upgraded our equipment like that, and it's like awesome. That. So to go back, one of the things that inspire me as far as what we discuss is the word action.
Action.
You have to take action to the things that you want to do. You want to take
imagination.
Imagination. Faith, but
gratitude.
Action.
Most important part.
The action part is the most important part. You have to take action. I heard something interesting. I was listening to Brian Buffini, and he has a great podcast.
He does. I subscribe.
Me too. And you should subscribe too. He's pretty good. One of the things he said was, you know, in his world with his wife and himself and the journey that they've taken into who they are today, he finds that his ability to see things at the end are more than in his wife because his wife sees him today.
The feeling of the wish fulfilled.
Exactly. So they balance that. And he says, I take incremental steps on my goals. So he actually does 30-day goals. Every 30 days he has a different goal. And he says that works for him and his wife because they're able to focus on that one thing.
Right.
So as they know that that's the goal, every day they're working on it for 30 days. They know they have a 30-day, and that works for them. Now, does it work for everybody else? I don't know that. But I think people struggle with, okay, I have an idea. I have a goal. Where do I start? How do I know it's today. I have it. What happens tomorrow? Do I wake up without the same energy? I mean, sometimes we hear things or we hear podcasts and we're completely energized. But when the dust settles, what happens? You have to have action. You have to have action to what that feeling was prior.
Right. And it all comes from discipline. If you have a routine set for yourself to work on those mental muscles, then the energy does not go away. It just can't, because you're working on it over and over and over again. It becomes habitual. So you want to reach the point where your self-image is on autopilot in the right direction towards success. This is what you want. This is what you need. You do everything else. Everything else is on autopilot. We wake up, we brush our teeth, all these things that we do, we fumble around in the dark, and not really fumbling, like we're masters in the dark when we wake up, because it's just, everything is habitual, right? When we wake up.
I stubbed my toe.
Did you? Or do you? Is it constant?
It's constant, and I don't know why. It's just something.
Move the bureau.
Probably.
I think that's probably. You should start there.
Yeah.
But there's things that when we wake up, and we're half asleep.
I have to take action on my bureau.
Take action, immediate action. And then, so when we wake up, we're actually not really fumbling in the dark. We're doing things that are habitual, so it's just automatic.
Sure.
And the way we drive our car, the way, you know, we drive our car, you can drive your car, you can turn around, yell at your kids and, you know, tune the radio and shave, and you can do all these things because it's habitual.
Right.
You don't have to think about your driving. Not when you first started driving, you were like a mess. You were just, oh my God, I'm driving a car. But it's not like
that. What am I doing? But it's as simple as, I remember before I discovered some of the things that I've discovered through you and through people that I've associated myself with, there was habits that I didn't know that were happening. And so I started realizing these things are not working for me.
they're not. You're probably getting the same results over
right,
and over,
over again. And over again. So guess what? You get up in the morning now, or get up a little earlier than most people want to get up. It's uncomfortable for some.
You said most people want to get up.
Right.
You know why? Because people that are successful are willing to do the things that people that are not successful won't do.
Correct. And so that's why, I mean, you get up early and there's people probably out there, the first thing they do is grab their cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a habit.
It's a bad habit.
It's a bad habit.
It's a distraction.
Do something different.
Yeah.
For folks out there who are listening to us, who have a goal, who have dreams, who want to do something and want to do it right or want to do it differently, go as simple as that. Wake up earlier. You know, is it going to be uncomfortable the first couple of times? Yeah, but if you focus on it and you at least meditate and understand what you're trying to do or your goals or what you're trying to achieve, just start there.
Right. Work on yourself before you turn on your email, your text messages, the radio, the TV, the news.
The distractions.
The distractions. Don't call anybody. Work on yourself first. Work on those mental muscles so that when opportunities come, you're ready. This is what it's all about. It's working on your self-image so that you are confident. Your self-esteem is up. And you'll be able to go further and further. If you can put your self-image on autopilot, you're golden.
Wow. Say that again.
If you can put your self-image on autopilot, it gives you space and more time to work on other things and make yourself better and better and better. You want your self-image to be on autopilot towards success all the time. Your mental, like, you're just thinking about that, all habitually thinking about success. Not obsessively, not with a lot of effort, not like, you know, look
no,
at me.
No,
I have something stuck and I'm trying to get it out of my throat.
Well, that doesn't work that way.
Right. So you want it effortlessly.
Yep.
So you want it to just be on autopilot. So we have a couple of tips.
Right.
And we're going to start with step one.
Step one. Let's do it.
Step one is, we talked about that we think in pictures, right? Yep,
correct. Yeah, let's give our audience some examples.
Of how we think in pictures?
Yeah.
So if I say baseball, you see a baseball?
Quick.
If I see football?
Mm-hmm.
If I say football? If I say soccer?
Yep.
Volleyball?
Yep.
Lion?
Oh, yeah.
Lion trying to eat you?
Oh, shit, yeah.
But you see it. You see it immediately, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we think in pictures. And it's fast, and it's faster than we can barely get the words out of our mouth, and you're already seeing the thing because that's how fast it is. It's a thought, right? And I'm just using words.
Correct.
And words are just the embodiment of thoughts. Thoughts are lightning fast, faster than lightning, faster than light. So now that we know that we think in pictures, we have to create, step number one, we have to create a strong mental image in our mind of the person that we want to become. Can I say that again?
Yep.
We have to create a strong mental image in our minds of the person that we want to become. And this is so important because a lot of people don't do that. They just get up and they're blown around with the wind. They're blown around. If somebody emails them, they're at that person's whim. If somebody calls them and asks them for a favor, they'll say yes. They're just going through life like, oh, I'll get lucky one of these days. There's no such thing as luck. This is where discipline comes in. And you have to make and create your world as you go along. So the first thing you want to do is create a mental image of the person that you want
to
become.
To go back to that, the self-image piece, that self-esteem rolls in there because these people are just saying, you know what, it's not going to happen to me. I'm not that important. I was born this way or... I was born in a position where I'm never going to succeed or I'm never going to be able, you know. So that's really where it comes in.
Right. And they believe it.
They believe it.
And sometimes it's an excuse because a lot of people know better.
Sure.
But they use excuses like, oh, you know, it's this guy's fault. It's that guy's, that person's
blame
fault.
Blame others.
It's because of this. It's because of that. But no. The thing is that once you create that mental image, you should envision only the life that you want to lead. Envision only the life that you want to lead, nothing else. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me.
All right. Your thoughts must be laser focused and one pointed only on your end result.
That's the example we talked about earlier.
Living from the end.
Where I see myself, or I'm already in 100 episodes.
So, are we giving away something or what are we doing? I could.
All right. Well, I have it already.
It's already there?
Yeah. I just got to go buy it or something.
Are we getting something or are we?
We'll give it away.
We're going to give it away. Yeah, it's all about giving.
Yeah. I know. Like the 100th subscriber gets something.
That's right.
We'll figure it out.
It's a copy of The Go Giver.
There you go. Exactly.
So, again, your thoughts must be laser focused and one pointed. Laser focused like Tom Brady. Remember him?
I do. I do. He's
He's gone.
He's gone from.
No, he's gone.
Oh.
Well, yeah, he's not gone from. He's just gone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that separates us.
I'm jumping on the bandwagon. I don't care. I'm watching the game.
I know. Well, that's okay. It's Tom Brady. Why not? I mean, I watch Tom Brady too.
Dude, the world, Tom made us better. Because when I was growing up, I don't know.
He's a lot of sadness in Boston
sports.
He's a specimen of all the things that we talk about.
There you go.
He's laser focused.
Laser focused. You heard him say it during one of the Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. So this is where keeping your goal to yourself is important. Because you're going to be met with people that are going to say, what are you doing? What do you think you are?
Are you crazy?
What is this guy? What's he up to? Yeah, so they cast doubt. I'll tell you right now, doubt is a product of fear. Fear will stop anything good from happening in your life. You're going to have to make a choice here. All right?
Right.
The success route does not include fear. And fear includes doubt, anxiety. There's nothing good going to come out of fear. There's nothing good going to come out of you telling your people your business. Keep your goals to yourself. That includes you creating the self-image.
Exactly.
Nobody needs to know that. Just do it. Just act it out. Do it. They'll see it when it happens. By the way, you'll even probably lose friends along the way because they're going to say, this guy is not acting like he used to. He's just, I don't know what he thinks he is. I don't know where he's headed. But
he doesn't want to party with us anymore.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that happens. You're different.
You've changed.
You've changed. You know, that's the biggest one. Oh my God, that person has changed. You've changed so much, Michael.
I have.
Well, I know you have, but the other piece of it is that the negativity portion of it is like, wow, you've changed. You don't do this. You don't do that. And so
it's not a matter of being better than anyone. That's not what we're talking about.
It's working on yourself.
You're working on yourself. You had low self-esteem or, you know, we all do it. We cap ourselves. There is no limit. People say sky's the limit. There's no limit to what we can do, but we tend to cap ourselves based on our self-image. So our self-image dictates our results.
And it's a daily thing. It's not something, it's a daily
it's
thing.
All the time.
Right, which is working on your mind. Step two. So step two is to write out exactly who you see your future self being.
Interesting.
What do you look like? What does that look like to you? Are you going to be a superstar? Are you going to be this? Or whatever it is, whatever you see yourself, you have to see yourself at that moment.
Right.
What are you wearing? Whatever it is, whatever your flow is.
What are you doing?
What are you doing at that moment? How are you acting? What's the difference of you as you venture into your new self-image? And keep your description brief and exact. So if you're writing it down, keep that description brief, but to the point.
Because you're not talking about a life script.
No.
Like, which includes everybody in relationships. And it's just you.
Exactly.
Who are you a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now? Who's that person? What do they look like? That's that person.
And if you get distracted while it's written, you see it. I mean, usually when you read something over and over again, it just becomes part of you.
Become hypnotized.
Exactly. So it's there. It's in front of you. If you veer off the track, if something is of a distraction, if someone who's around you is a distraction, at least you have something in writing to remember where your goal is, where you're trying to be.
What I do is I record it.
So you hear yourself say it.
I hear myself say it.
You know, I heard that works. There's a lot of people, famous people who talk about self-help and things that have gotten them to understand who they are and has helped them in their career.
Yep.
That's what they say.
That's what I do.
They listen to
the song. I don't listen to the radio in my truck.
Okay. So no music. But you hear music at home.
No, I hear music when I want to hear music.
Okay.
But I don't listen to radio because radio includes, you know, those it's a lot of negativity.
Yeah.
So I listen to audio books and I'll throw in myself reading my goals. And that just reinforces the self-image.
I've never done that before. jump into step three.
Step three. So once you created the strong self-image, step one, once you've written it out in step two, exactly the way you want to see it and brief, you're going to hold this image by hearing it. Hearing your positive affirmations, which I think we've said. What I do is I drive around. I record it, so I listen to it over and over again throughout the day. Or I write it out on what's called a goal card.
Mm-hmm.
I pull out that goal card when I'm in line somewhere or if I'm at a stoplight. And it's just keeping it front of mind. Some people put it in their the bathroom mirror.
Exactly.
Right? On the refrigerator.
Yeah. That's what's going to help you focus on it and make sure that it's going to happen for you. Here's something that just came to my mind. There's a guy who I listen to. He has a mindset and meditation podcast called Rob Dial. Young guy. He's been doing it for a couple of years. He talks about that. What works for him, what you just said, and I just remembered, he records himself hearing the things that he wants to be. Whatever his goal is at the time, whatever he wants to do. And he does coaching and he's been, you know, his success has gone beyond what he ever expected. And he was one of those that said, I doubted myself from the beginning. He came from a very abusive background. He had a lot of things that really affected him. And he felt, you know what? It doesn't matter what happened in the past. I have to live in the present and I have to work on my future. And that was some of the things that he said.
There you go.
And so that really what it boils down to.
And it works. You know, some people are uncomfortable listening to themselves. So what you can do is you can have your spouse do it. Or someone that you know, like, and trust
mm-hmm.
to be able to read your goal for you, and then you listen to that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like everybody else, I think sometimes people don't want to hear what they sound like.
Yeah, but you get over that quick.
Yeah.
So this will help you internalize and visualize the person that you want to become. In order for any of this stuff to work, you completely have to get rid of negativity out of your life. You have to watch how you think. You have to watch what you say. You have to watch who you hang around with, what you do. This is a fact.
Imagine that you always thought negative and you're the problem solver. Well, guess what? You'll never be able to solve anything for anyone. And so these people out there who rely on you, no matter what level you are in your business, if people rely on you, and obviously the way businesses work is everyone works as a team and for a common goal. To go back to this, you really got to say, you know what? Whatever comes at me, I'm already ready to deal with it.
This is the truth because in actuality, we're not even problem solvers. We're solution masters.
Solution masters. Wow. That gets a clap.
We have to focus on solutions. And, you know, honestly, and I've seen you do it over and over again. I've seen Denise do it over and over again. And you have to become a solution master because that's people understand that when they come to you with their problems that they're focusing
sure.
on. And if you focus on problems, what are you going to get?
More problems.
So what you do is you look at, all right, this is a problem. We got it. We understand it. Now push the problem aside and let's focus on solutions. Let's get past this so we can keep going higher and higher and bigger and better things. And this is what we're talking about here.
Is there belts in solution masters? Because some people have like a black belt in solution master.
There could be.
Yeah.
I believe there's black belts in solution masters.
Yeah. Well, Denise may be one of them.
She may be, but I don't think she's at the point where she can levitate.
That would be interesting.
And you know, she may be.
While we're sleeping, probably she's levitating.
You know what she can do that I've not seen anybody do is hold like five cell phones at once and have five conversations.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. I don't know how she does it.
She'll
grab my cell phone, your cell phone, and be like, get out of my way. I'm having three conversations.
You know, psychology 101 says that we can only focus on one thing at a time. I don't know how she does it.
Yeah.
And she hears it.
Yeah.
She'll be talking to a client about a serious conversation, and she'll turn around and say, I heard that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or she'll tell you later, while I was on the phone solving this problem, you said X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, oh, my God. And she was around the other corner, the other side of the room. And amazing. We got to have her on one day.
We are. We definitely are.
The final step is probably the most important step. Because step four is feeling.
Feel without effort like the person that you want to be. Feeling is the secret. Feeling is the secret. I could say it over and over again.
Feeling is the secret. You have to emotionalize those thoughts. There's only one way for anything to get past your reticular activating system and into your subconscious mind, and that's through emotionally charged thoughts. They have to be. Think about anything that's ever happened to you that's traumatic in your life, and you can't get rid of that image of whatever happened, whether it was good or bad. At that moment, when whatever that is that was good or bad, I can't even think of an example.
But
a car accident.
It could be you got married
the day you got married, or right. something joyous, the day my daughter was born or my son was born. So it's an emotionally charged thought at that moment that I cannot forget those images. And that's what you want to do with your self-image. You want to be emotionally charged. You want to love what you're writing down. You want to believe it 100%. Say yes. It makes you say yes when you read it. Like, this is awesome.
Right.
You know, and then that's when it gets emotionally charged. You believe it, and that's when it starts to work. And once it starts to work, you want it to be second nature.
That's that glow that you see people have when they're...
The yes glow.
Right. Yeah.
This is the truth.
Yeah.
So the point of all this... is that, first of all, I want to recommend this book. You pick it up. It's called Psycho Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. Psycho Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. M-A-L-T-Z, Maltz. It's a classic book on self-image. This guy breaks it down, and it's amazing.
There's a quote that you mentioned to me. It says, low self-esteem is like driving through life with your handbrake on.
This is the truth.
It's crazy.
You're capping yourself.
Right.
You're not allowing yourself to be the best possible version of yourself, or, you know, live the life that you really want to live because you're too scared to do it. And this is all about your self-image. If you see yourself as the person that you want to become, and then you practice this over and over again, the sky is not the limit. There are no limits.
There are no limits.
Maxwell Maltz also said, the self-image is the key to human personality and human behavior. Change the self-image and you change the personality and the behavior. That cracks me up.
It does, but it works. It works.
So those are the four steps right there. Create your self-image.
Isn't that amazing?
You have to create your self-image. You have to see yourself the way you want to be. Right?
Absolutely.
And you have to write that down. Write it down, brief. It doesn't have to be this long-winded thing. Just something that's going to get you emotionally charged up. Like, yes! When I hear this, I'm just fired up and ready to go. Right?
Yes.
And then step three is what?
Positive affirmations.
Positive affirmations. You can read them. You can listen to yourself over a recording.
Mm-hmm.
But step four is the most important part.
Yep.
Feeling is the secret. You have to feel it. You have to feel it. You have to emotionally get the thought emotionally charged up so you can get past your reticular activating system, which is what protects your subconscious mind, because whatever goes into your subconscious mind is guaranteed to grow. Once it's dropped in there, all the power in the universe is going to back up that thought, and it's going to show up in your life. It's going to show up as results.
Indeed. So with that said, thank you, everyone, for listening. Again, find us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, The Vibe You're In. Thank you so much for the support.
Yes, and we want to thank our sponsors one more time.
Equity Prime Mortgage.
Sam Patel,
his team doing it well.
And Froggies, The Enchantment Room.
The Enchantment Room at Froggies.
Space at Froggies.
Thank you, Froggies, for giving us the space.
On to episode three.
Yes. So... like we always say,
we are over and
out.